This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie American Maid, written by James Berardinelli of Real Views. He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. American Maid is loosely, very, very loosely, based on true events. Ultimately, however, little of the real Barry Seal's life has made it into the film, which is used by director Doug Lindman, who also directed The Bourne Identity and Edge of Tomorrow, and screenwriter Gary Spinelli, as an opportunity to highlight the absurdities and hypocrisy of U.S. intelligence operations. Case in point, the CIA's strange bedfellows, in which the war against communism, which included dictators, drug traffickers, and incompetent guerrillas. In order to highlight many of the bizarre connections that led to the late 1980s Iran-Contra scandal, the filmmakers have turned Seal, played by Tom Cruise, into a Forrest Gump-like character who interacts with all the major players in every 80s Central American event. The screenplay is quirky enough to resemble an unfinished Coen Brothers narrative, but mainstream enough to appeal to a broad audience. I mention this often, but it's worth repeating in conjunction with American Maid. If you're looking for a history lesson, don't expect to get it from a studio-funded motion picture. Seal's story is just a jumping-off point for a Tom Cruise action film with a light, often playful tone, and a political axe to grind. It doesn't take a lot of insight to figure out that Spinelli's script is anti-Reagan, and, to push this agenda, he resorts to some cheap shots, including one involving Nancy Reagan's famous Just Say No TV address, which is undercut with government-funded goons smuggling drugs into the U.S. Overall, however, American Maid is enjoyable because, although fabrications abound, there's a nugget of truth at the core about how, from an intelligence agency's viewpoint, the ends always justify the means, no matter how corrupt and contradictory those means may be. In the intelligence trenches, where secrets are the currency and only results count, there are no white hats or black hats, only gray ones. I'm tempted to label American Maid as a dark comedy, because at times it is laugh-out-loud funny, and the humor is intentional. Tom Cruise is in fine form here with a charismatic, high-energy performance designed to expunge our memories of his appearance in The Mummy. His interpretation of Seal bears little resemblance to the real man. This is essentially Cruise in action star mode, and as such, he's compulsively watchable. The story is convoluted. It starts in 1978 with a bored Seal piloting 707s for TWA. When a CIA agent who goes by the name of Schaefer, played by Domhnall Gleeson, offers him an opportunity to do aerial photography of Central American locations, Seal jumps at the chance, although his change of career requires lying to his wife Lucy, played by Sarah Wright. Surveillance leads to ground operations, with Seal delivering packages to General Noriego. He is then approached by 2 drug runners, Jorge Ochoa, played by Alejandro Eda, and Pablo Escobar, played by Mauricio Mejia, who would like him to transport cocaine on his return to the U.S. They are willing to pay $2,000 per kilo, and on his first trip, Seal carries 300 kilos. The CIA turns a blind eye to Seal's drug running and gives him another task: take guns to the Contras. But since the Contras are basically lazy and want drugs, not guns, Seal creates an elaborate scam in which the drug lords get the CIA supplied guns, with the agency being none the wiser. It can't last, and it doesn't, but Seal launders so much money that he runs out of places to put it. Lemon's recreation of the late 1970s and early 1980s is adequate, relying primarily on the go-to elements of hairstyles, pop tunes, and outdated items like payphones and era-specific cars. The movie does enough to remind us it's transpiring some 35 years ago without fully transporting us there. The narrative satirizes bad behavior in much the same way Martin Scorsese did in the superior The Wolf on Wall Street, which Lemon may have used as a template. Little of what's on here will surprise those who lived through the 80s and paid attention to the Iran-Contra hearings, and you don't have to be a conspiracy theory nut to accept that the CIA does things like these. American Made is breezy and fun and makes its points without subjecting the viewer to browbeating. And once again, American Made is directed by Doug Liman. It stars Tom Cruise, Sarah Wright, Domhnall Gleeson, Caleb Landry Jones, Alejandro Edda, and Mauricio Mejia. The screenplay is by Gary Spinelli. The runtime is 1 hour and 55 minutes. It carries a rating of R for violence, profanity, sexual content, nudity, and drugs, and the genre is thriller.